Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. Welcome to 2021. Happy New Year. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, Lindsay Vanderbilt and Chuck Vanderbilt, actually Mr. and Mrs. Chuck Vanderbilt. Good to have you both with us this morning from the East Texas Council of Governments. Great to have you with us. Hope the New Year's off to a good start for you.
Thank you so much for having us, John. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning. Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. The East Texas Council of Governments, 14 counties covered throughout East Texas. Lindsay, this is I've lost track of how many shows you've done. This is the first time we've had Chuck on the show, and Chuck has some special information he's going to be sharing very soon here. I'll start off by let's have your exact titles. Now, Lindsay, you're the East Texas Council of Governments Director of Communications, and Chuck, you have a different title under the auspices of ETCOG. Well, what title do you go by?
Yes, sir. I'm the Community and Economic Development Manager for ETCOG.
All righty. And you are based in Kilgore, actually at 3800 Stone Road. Website is etcog.org. And the phone number, 903-218-6400. And, of course, we can find you on social media as well. Lindsay, we'll start off with you. Just kind of a general rundown of what the East Texas Council of Governments is and what it does.
Sure. Thanks, John. Always a pleasure to be here. You know, East Texas Council of Governments is an agency that helps so many people, but not many people know exactly who we are and what we do. But to break it down, we're one of 24 councils of governments in Texas. That is created by legislature, so the people, the elected officials in your region, are actually planning for you in regard to state and federal funding. So we're not being mandated what to do on all things from, you know, the capitals. We get to bring together local elected officials and plan for our own region. So we're all about grassroots planning and helping provide a forum for local elected officials to solve common problems that are happening across the region. So we help by coordinating this for sound regional development. And we manage a lot of contracts and administer several agencies you may be familiar with, like Workforce Solutions East Texas, Area Agency on Aging, GoBus, Public Safety Programs, and the East Texas Economic Development District.
All righty. Did you mention that you also build a 911 emergency call delivery system?
Yes. Many people don't know that, but if you're calling 911 in East Texas, we administer 10 of 14 counties in that respect. So everything that has to happen to make that call successful, from a cell phone, from a landline, to the network that it crosses, and getting to that dispatch office, including all of the equipment that is upgraded and managed to make those offices successful, comes from this office. And many people, they might get a letter in the mail here and there saying your 911 address needs to be updated, and that address gets updated in this office. So when you happen to have to call 911, that address and the map that the dispatcher sees comes from this office.
All righty. The information you sent me, Lindsay, before we got together to actually do the show, if we can sum it up, the two primary objectives: to provide a forum for local elected officials to solve common problems and to be a solutions provider for our members. I think that probably sums it up in short form as well as anything I can think of. Can you name the 14 counties that are covered by the East Texas Council of Governments?
Yes, sir. We serve Anderson, Camp, Cherokee, Gregg, Harrison, Henderson, Marion, Panola, Raines, Rusk, Smith, Upshur, Van Zandt, and Wood counties.
Okay, and again, you can get in touch, get more information at www.etcog.org. Number is 903-218-6400. If you want to drop by, it's 3800 Stone Road in Kilgore, Texas, which I believe is pretty close to the center of the East Texas Council of Governments. I believe that's why you're housed in Kilgore. You can just kind of reach out to anybody in any of the counties with pretty much the same ease from one county to the next.
Yes, sir. We are kind of centrally located and plan to stay here.
Okay. I know you've never moved, at least as long as I've been around.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of things that you do, and we've briefly run them down, and we're going to maybe get into some detail about some of those a little bit later on. But there are two main things we want to talk about today. And, Chuck, if you'll step up to the figurative podium for a moment here. Again, as we visit with Lindsay and Chuck Vanderbilt with the East Texas Council of Governments today on In Focus, I'm John Sims. The East Texas Regional Broadband Initiative project launched. Now, that's one of two major topics we're going to be covering today. The other one being criminal justice and homeland security grant funding is available for the East Texas region. But let's do the broadband first. I know that's a big thing. And Chuck, let's just kind of get a rundown of what's happening with that particular piece of what you're doing right now.
Absolutely, John. ETCOG has been working on securing broadband funding solutions for East Texas since 2009. And in 2019, ETCOG was awarded $375,000 by the United States Economic Development Administration, or commonly known as the EDA, to support the development of a regional broadband strategic plan for the 14 counties that ETCOG serves. ETCOG is taking a grassroots approach, as it does with just about everything it does, to complete a locally developed strategic plan for an affordably accessed East Texas rural broadband infrastructure, which will link our communities to a robust broadband network with input from businesses, county and city governments, education, and healthcare. So really focusing on all 14 counties and really the anchor institutions within those 14 counties. But again, a grassroots approach where the counties will identify the high impact projects for themselves, and we will then assist to help develop that plan and develop the budget and secure the funding to make the project move forward. The project will include a survey of the business communities within each county to establish a list of critical broadband needs. ETCOG staff will be working with each county to rank and prioritize projects that are proposed by business leaders and broadband providers to address the identified needs. Top-rated projects in each county will be included within the final plan, complete with associated budgets required to implement each project. ETCOG has secured the services of TDCTA as a consultant out of Dallas to provide the drafting and engineering services for the telecommunications community to support this initiative. We've also secured specialized broadband legal counsel to assist our efforts to ensure that we've got a solid, well-thought-out plan, an associated budget with that plan, and that the plan meets the legal muster that is required for that specialized industry. Will provide a full... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, Chuck. I'm sorry. I think you were going to talk about how you're getting started. It looks like there are six steps here.
Yeah, how we're getting started. And getting, you know, our TDCTU is developing maps with the GIS data to identify the current broadband infrastructure within the 14 counties.
And that is Geographic Information Systems is what GIS stands for, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
So advanced digital map of the exact location of the existing broadband lines and where we can best leverage the existing infrastructure within the 14 counties.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two regional stakeholder forums that were held virtually that were well attended, and it was great participation and discussion. We outlined our initiative there. We had the TDC2 consultants there to answer questions and also present information, and those went very well. We do have our final forum coming up, and I want to make sure that you're aware, January 21st at 3 p.m. Will be our final virtual forum for this discussion. And then once that final forum is completed, we will begin the hard work of going to each county and working to identify these high-leverage projects, and the real work begins there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to remind everyone, this is In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Chuck and Lindsay Vanderbilt with the East Texas Council of Governments. Current topic is this big broadband project you're working on, but go ahead, Chuck, continue. I'm sure you had a few more items to get us up to speed on with regard to that.
Yes, well, in addition to the stakeholder roundtable, we also brought in the actual broadband providers in the region. It's important to note that ETCOG has no desire to step into that field and deliver broadband services. We are here to provide the forum and the expertise and the staff to assist the 14 counties with helping them identify their top priorities, their highest leverage potential projects, and again, work with the consultants, the legal counsel to wrap up a full plan that can then be executed. Again, my office, the regional services team at ETCOG, will work closely with each county to help them secure the funding to actually bring the project to fruition.
Good
deal. Just momentarily, I've been at ETCOG for many years. I was there the first time when we tried to attain some broadband funding, and unfortunately it didn't work out. I believe that was 2010 or 2009. But here we are 10 years later, and because this is so important to our region and so important to our elected officials, you know, we've just continued trying to seek these solutions. And something that we did find through our previous attempts is, you know, these federal agencies and such, they want to be able to support a plan. Just applying for some mass broadband funds to bring something to our region wasn't working out. They said they wanted to see, okay, when you get this money, how is it going to be spent? How much is that supposed to cost? So we learned through that previous experience, we had to really hire some experts and bring in that expertise. So when we attempted to get funding in 2019 and were successful, that's why we went after creating the strategic plan. As we were finding all the other broadband funding opportunities, we're going to really require you to have your ducks in a row before you get some real some large funds that would take care of the actual infrastructure. So we're excited. It's something that, you know, I can't believe we're finally here making some progress and some steps. So launching this and actually having those stakeholder meetings, and we're at the phase of talking about what projects are important to each county. It's an exciting time over here.
I can imagine that it is, and such is the stuff of which grant writing is made. Based on my understanding of it, through radio and my experiences with nonprofit agencies, they want you, they need you to have those ducks in a row. Whoever's providing the money always wants to know that their money is going to be well spent and they're going to get good results out of it. So, Lindsay, I appreciate your making that point. As far as the virtual meeting on this, which is January 21st at 3 p.m., to participate, contact ETCOG. I'll go ahead and give that contact information out again right now. It's www.etcog.org, or you can call 903-218-6400 or find ETCOG on social media. And as the old saying goes, they'll fix you right up. I wanted to talk briefly about the importance of broadband. You know, I just covering the news, I have heard so much about limited broadband access in rural communities. Is that what this is really all about? Just bringing some of these rural communities up to speed so they can just get in there and use good, solid, reliable internet along with some of the folks that have better access?
Absolutely. You know, this is really about bringing broadband to rural Texas, East Texas here, and attracting, helping to attract larger businesses to come to the region.
Mm-hmm.
As you might know, you know, for companies to come in to East Texas, they might require a certain broadband product that may not be available. So this is very much an economic development initiative where each county can, with this plan, and once the broadband infrastructure is upgraded, can do a much greater job of attracting businesses from outside East Texas and bringing them to this region.
Okay.
I do want to add that the COVID pandemic has created what's the word I'm looking for?
There are so many
words. An emphasis on telework.
Yes. So the pandemic with COVID has really highlighted the need for broadband so that employees of companies can work from home and successfully do telework. And that has been highlighted recently. So what ETCOG did is we went to the EDA and we said, you know, with this initiative, obviously the pandemic highlighted the importance of telework. Previously, we were limited to really only working on projects that were for commercial applications for small and large businesses. But what we were able to do with the EDA due to the pandemic is now each county is allowed to identify at least one residential broadband project that can significantly increase the capacity for telework within that county. So, you know, each county is aware of that, and we'll, again, be working with each county to identify 3 to 5 projects. Primarily with the commercial application, but now we can also identify a residential project, and as long as it supports the increased capacity for telework, the EDA will accept that.
Okay, that's very good information. Chuck and Lindsay Vanderbilt, our guests this morning from the East Texas Council of Governments. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Topic of the moment is the East Texas Regional Broadband Initiative project launch. And if people want to find out more about this, how it's going to affect them, what aspect of it they need to get involved with, of course, they can, again, attend that virtual meeting on January 21st at 3 p.m., and they can also contact ETCOG directly, and probably wouldn't be a bad idea to get in touch with your local government, your city and your county. Maybe somebody there can give a more localized perspective on what's happening. And good suggestion there?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're not the only ones working on broadband, you know. Mm-hmm. Definitely some other county projects happening through economic development districts and other communities, and we're, you know, looking at the regional approach.
Okay.
So other people might have some additional opportunities and information to share.
Alrighty.
Directly per county.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thanks, Lindsay. That's very helpful. Moving on to the Criminal Justice and Homeland Security grant funding available for the East Texas region. That's our second big topic for today. And Lindsay, I think this is where you jump in and kind of give us a rundown of what's going on there.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I do realize that most people know about ETCOG is they think about us in terms of grants. And one reason that is we do have annual public safety grants. And this is a great opportunity if you're a local government, ISD, college, university, nonprofit, you're eligible to apply through ETCOG for public safety funds. And those are funds right now through, we coordinate this through the governor's office. Basically, the governor's office is going to say, hey, you know, the funding for your region might be about around this amount. And we work with people to apply for funds. At this very moment, we don't know what actual amount that is for our region, but it's usually several $100,000. So we host annual workshops to help those interested parties successfully complete their applications. Our staff on hand know the types of projects that the governor's office is used to funding, likes to fund, things that are allowed, not allowed. So typically we host these workshops in person, but we're doing them virtually this year. Several of them have already taken place, but we do have several more coming up. And before I mention those times, I want to talk about the types of funds that are available.
Mm-hmm.
And that is basically anything that helps a victim of crime, general victims assistance, violence against women justice training program, juvenile justice and truancy prevention grant program, and justice assistance grants. And on our Homeland Security side, that funds regular Homeland Security projects and projects that prevent terrorism.
Mm.
We did announce our funds for last year not too long ago, and I was looking back over the types of projects we funded just to give a couple of examples. On our
public safety, well, Homeland Security side, we funded the reverse 911 system, our emergency alerts. We call that, people used to know it as Code Red, now mm-hmm. it's Smart 911 Rave Alerts.
Right.
So, like, if there's an emergency in your area, the emergency planners in the region can blast out a text message or call or whatever your preference is, letting you know that there's an emergency in the area. We funded a lot of communications, handheld radio, upgrading radio equipment for a lot of cities and counties, so your first responders in the area are working with the best equipment that they can. In terms of the victim assistance funding, we were funding a lot of victim services coordinator staff, victim shelters and aides, domestic violence and assault assistance, things like that. All of that funding comes from the governor's office, but you work with your COG in the area, which is us, to apply regionally and see what's available for East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So I just highly would suggest any of those types of agencies that work in this type of field and want to enhance their equipment or the services that they are doing to support victims, contact ETCOG, and we can get you connected with one of our grant application workshops. I'll talk about those dates, if that's okay, John.
Hey, yes, please do, Lindsay. Quickly, talking to Lindsay and Chuck Vanderbilt with the East Texas Council of Governments. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. And yes, Lindsay, please do go ahead with those dates. That's important information.
Yeah. So if you're applying for criminal justice funds and Homeland Security funds, you have to attend two different workshops. But if you're just attending one, our criminal justice workshops that are still coming up, you haven't missed it yet. The next one is January 13th,
uh-huh.
10 to 11:30 a.m., and Wednesday, January 27th, 2 to 3:30 p.m. Then we've got the Homeland Planning Workshops, and our final workshop for it is Thursday, January 28th, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So to participate, it's on our website. We do have a separate website for our public safety program, and you can find that at pineywoods911.com.
Mm-hmm.
On that website, you'll find the Homeland Security page, the Criminal Justice page, and those workshops can be joined just by clicking the join button on those workshop titles. So we've made it easy this year. You don't have to pre-register. You don't have to let us know you're coming. Just show up at the right time, and you'll get trained and assisted in applying for these grants.
Wonderful. And just the general information, I'll give that out again real quick. ETCOG.org is the ETCOG website, East Texas Council of Governments. Anything we've talked about today and then some, you can find on there, or at least find the basic information to point you in the right direction. And also, phone numbers, 903-218-6400. If you want a street address, it's 3800 Stone Road in Kilgore, where you've been for many, many, many years right now. And of course, as is always the case, you can find them on social media. Getting down, with still a few minutes left in the show, Lindsay and Chuck, if you go to the ETCOG website, you'll see this for yourself. There are a number of services that you offer under a number of different categories, both related to and maybe not so much related to the main topics we've been talking about today. You do aging, disaster recovery, economic development. We've talked about that a lot today. Environmental programs, GIS and IT services, that's been a big topic today under the broadband rubric. Public safety, that also. And then transportation and workforce development. So ETCOG just stays busy all the time doing a lot of different things. Just a quick glance at the website will show you that. One of the things that we really do need to talk about today, we talk about it on this show every week, COVID-19. We've touched on that a little bit. What are some of the important things that you want people to know about how COVID-19 has affected your operations and what they need to be aware of if they're going to do any kind of business with ETCOG?
Sure. That changed the world, back in March, and we have worked hard to make all of our programs safer and to accommodate the needs that are special to COVID-19. In one area, Workforce Solutions East Texas. If you happen to be unemployed, look at the website now, easttexasworkforce.org. Texas Workforce Commission funds through our agency us to have a workforce board in the region, and we have 5 physical workforce centers in the region. Right now, they are by appointment only because we're limiting the number of guests that come in. You make your appointment on the website or by calling 1-844-ET-WORKS, and you can get connected really quickly with the career advisor that can help you find a job, help you attain training to make your skills more marketable, scholarships, really just a tremendous amount of assistance if you happen to be unemployed right now. That is first and foremost what I would suggest. On that same note, many people in the area don't have transportation, whether mm-hmm. that's to get to work or to get to the doctor or whatever. Many people may not know. We serve the East Texas community through GoBus. If you've seen those purple and green buses, one common misconception about that is that's a bus for a senior. It is not. We do transport a lot of seniors, but a GoBus is for anybody. And right now, due to COVID-19, we are not taking fares just to keep it safer between our drivers and our staff. So you can essentially ride the bus right now for free. Typically, it's a $2 per trip, but go to that website. It's gobustransit.com, or you can get to any of our sites through the ETCOG website. But our GoBus drivers are sanitizing in between every single trip. We have fogging machines that are deep cleaning regularly. We've installed screens between the drivers and riders. Really, you know, it's as safe as possible to transport people during these times. I'm so proud of our drivers, which are, you know, essentially putting themselves at risk during these times, transporting many people. We do, prior to COVID, we had gone up to, I think, 115,000 trips in a year. Typically, we're looking at 600 to 800 trips a day, I think maybe even up to 900, all across East Texas. So you can go bus. I'd really highly encourage you to if you need a way to get transported. And the other way that we are serving individuals through COVID-19 is through our Area Agency on Aging of East Texas. They serve seniors every day through a vast array of services. You can find out about those on our website or easttexasaaa.org. But we've received funding enhancement through CARES Act to increase the support to seniors, like supporting more seniors through the meal program. You might know that as Meals on Wheels. We call it senior nutrition, have several providers, such as Meals on Wheels Ministry. So trying to get the meals to seniors, trying to care for them safely, and increasing the number to be served, since we understand more and more people are homebound right now.
Yes.
So all of our websites have COVID-19 section. You can kind of read about what those enhancements of services are about.
All righty. Just a couple of minutes left in the show as we get ready to wrap it up shortly with Chuck and Lindsay Vanderbilt from the East Texas Council of Governments. I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. I think maybe we have just about enough time to congratulate you for your award for excellence in financial reporting. This is what, the 19th year you've gotten that? You talked earlier, Lindsay, about being good stewards of funds, and this looks like maybe about as perfect an example of that as I can think of.
Yes, we are so proud. We have the most amazing operations team. Our annual budget this year is about $60 million, and that's a lot of public funding. And we take the importance of being good stewards of those funds to just the highest extent. And our operations team makes sure every, you know, I is dotted and T is crossed. You know, and to attain this award is not easy. We call it a GFOA. It's Government Finance Officers Association of the United States and Canada. This is the highest achievement for a governmental accounting or financial reporting realm. So we're extremely proud. As you said, 19 years. I mean, it's just something that every year we are so proud to get in, and we got to celebrate that this week.
All right, congratulations. We're about ready to wrap the show up now, less than a minute left. I want to thank Lindsay and Chuck Vanderbilt with the East Texas Council of Governments. Once again, East Texas Council of Governments supporting its members through two primary objectives: to provide a forum for local elected officials to solve common problems and to be a solutions provider for members. Lindsay and Chuck Vanderbilt, thanks so much for visiting with us this morning. Keep doing the great things you're doing.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Lindsay and Chuck Vanderbilt with ETCOG, our guests this morning. I'm John Sims. This has been In Focus. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you again next week on In Focus.